imagine.
She's like, I'm the empty and
you made it so loud in here. Well, that's what it's loud in here.
Welcome to Add a Dodge Emergency Podcast. We gotta record this because this is fuck.
So I'm Shane.
And I'm your boy, Trevor. And what do we do on this podcast? We talk about everything, but mainly entertainment stuff. So movies, TV shows, video games, whatnot, you know?
But today's gonna be a little bit different. So, recently, as in a few hours ago, the 15-year running show Supernatural, which is older than the CW itself, Supernatural has decided to end today, November 19th, 2020, with a finale that, well, it's really something. So today, we will be discussing that finale, and also the two episodes right before it, because they are also so bad.
I honestly forgot about what they were for a minute, and then I remembered. That's not good! If your show's been going over 15 years, and it's like, oh, someone who has watched every episode can't remember the last three episodes of the entire show? So, I'm gonna break protocol here, Shane, for a minute. We normally disguise a very current event with under the guise of the Waterworld stunt show, but today I'm letting it all hang out for just one sentence.
Let this stand, but talk to me.
Imagine, if you would, creating a show and being like, "This is I'm going to end it, and it's going to be huge." And then the coronavirus happens, and you're like, uh-oh, I'm going to delay, and so I can make the better, I can, you know, do it safe and make the finale that we want to make as creators and as storytellers. And you make that garbage? Like, come on, man.
Listen, this entire season has been dog shit, but the back half of the season has been especially bad. And part of me is like, okay, well, we should blame the Waterworld stunt show for delaying things and messing it up and making cameos impossible. However, two things. Number one, they could have waited until they could actually make a good episode. Or B, they just could have written it better. So,
or written it, period. There you go.
Any writing at all.
Hot take.
Fuck,
there was about 17 lines of dialogue in that entire fucking episode. Can we talk about it? And how I went through two commercial breaks with just, like, a musical montage of Sam and Dean looking sad in different things. First off, I hate you, CW, for making me watch network television. I've never done that. I haven't done it in, like, 10 years, because it's the goddamn future year of 2020, and I can just pull up my phone and watch, like, you know, HBO on it, because I'm a, you know, technology god. But, like, if I have to sit through, like, how many Honda commercials or whatever, you know?
Spread the love event.
I have gripes with it because of the medium also, you know?
I do know. I'm getting that vibe.
It's not specific to this episode, mind you, but
The war against cable television has begun. And
it's not even cable. It was network television. Oh, I had to borrow my sister's antenna from her TV to put it in mine. Because apparently, YouTube TV is like, oh, we only do VO or video on demand or whatever for CW. And I'm like, okay. Whatever, fine.
For the sake of, like, editing sanity, I would like to start with, I'd like to jump back two episodes beforehand. I have to talk about Super Hell, just for my own sanity, really. So, season 15 is about a battle with God. God, of course, being the creator of the universe, omniscient. At first, you think he's kind of a good guy, kind of like a nerdy, freaky dude, but overall agreeable. But as the show continues, he kind of turns out to be a huge asshole, and then Supernatural's like, big reveal, God's bad. philosophers throughout the world were not surprised by this, but whatever. So
emo kids and Hot Topic were like, yeah, we know, man.
Big surprise. So, Death, the force of Death, who is named Billy because supernatural, is like, I have a plan to kill God, and it involves making Lucifer's son, who's named Jack, again, Supernatural's famous for great names, into a spirit bomb and then blowing God up. Great.
Yeah. So it almost takes as many episodes as it does in Dragon Ball Z.
They try to do that. It does not work. They send Jack to Hell 3. No, it's Hell 3. They send him to Hell 3, and then he blows up. Nothing happens. Jack comes back. Whatever. The thing is, Dean gets in a scuffle with Death for reasons that are, like, super complicated to understand. They're mostly mad that Death's plan didn't work, and also Death wants to take over the universe.
She's like, I'm going to be God
dropped,
now.
Which is kind of dropped in, like, two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no build-up, and they're like, Death is also bad. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we knew.
And then...
I've been known.
So they have to fight Death now again. Sam is off doing his own thing, and Dean and Cass are stuck in the infinite bunker. And Death rolls up. I don't remember what Sam was doing. I'm trying
to think about what Sam was doing.
Oh, Sam was with everyone else before the rapture happened.
Oh, that's right. He's God, like, I'm going to collect all these hunters.
So let's jump back again. The episode started with Charlie 2. So you remember how
Who's
we complained.
Who's also gay, which is fantastic.
We complained about Charlie dying before, tragically and arbitrarily. So they found another Charlie in a nuclear apocalypse world. And they were like, hey, come over to our world because it's not the apocalypse. And she was like, sure.
It's not dead.
And so she's just kind of chilling. And she gets a girlfriend. And that's great. And the episode opens with them, like, eating breakfast. And then her girlfriend just vanishes.
Yep.
Classic, like, classic Thanos move. And I'm like, well, CW, you're really up to your old tricks. And Sam and Dean show up and they're like, what the fuck? And Charlie's like, I don't fucking know. And then they get Charlie and they get a bunch of their hunter friends. And Sam's like, we're all going to hide in an abandoned silo by the side of the road. And I'm like, I don't know how safe that is.
Because they got this tip from, I don't know, who fucking knows, with the Empty or something maybe. But they're like, they were like, yeah, Billy, who wants to be God, is going to start sending everybody. She's like a literalist or whatever. She thinks anyone who's dead should stay dead, and anyone who's from another universe should be, like, go back to their universe. So he's like, we got a bunch of hunters from Apocalypse World. So, you know, we're target number one for Billy. And so they think Billy's, you know, rapturing hunters and stuff. Because Sam's girlfriend also gets raptured. Over text. She gets raptured over text, too.
Raptured over text. Implied rapture off screen, as we all know.
Truly. Truly.
So, Dean and Cass are like, okay, we have to fight Death again, you know. Mm. And they go to, I guess, the Library of Souls or whatever to fight Death. It doesn't work out because it's Death. So, they run away and go back to the bunker. And Death follows them because it's Death.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's hide behind a door in the closet of the bunker. Now, it's important for the audience to know that the bunker is a ancient headquarters for a monster hunting organization, probably full of weapons and spells and magic. And they're like, okay, let's just hide in the maintenance closet.
They're also, they were in, like, the storeroom where they have all these, like, weapons and stuff.
I'm like, hey, guys, anything? And they're like, nah.
It's, like, the same place where they imprisoned Satan, like,
so
10 episodes
prior. Cass throws up, like, preschool warding, you know, just, like, just draws a little doodle on the door. And it's like, you know what? We're probably safe from Death.
And Dean says, we're going to put that on the fridge and we're done with this.
And, like, Death is banging the door down. And it's like, I'm going to kill Dean because I'm Death. And I'm like, okay,
I'm
Supernatural.
I'm a bad guy.
And then here comes the real rub. And this is when the CW is like, you thought we were bad before, but guess what? Cass is getting emotional, and he gives this whole monologue about how he used to kind of be a dick, and he was just an angel. But then he saved Dean, and he discovered humanity. And you're like, that's cool. But then you're like, wait a minute, this is super not straight. This is not a straight monologue. And Cass is like, the one thing I've always wanted is you, but I can't have you, and you taught me how to be human, and I love you. And you're like, holy shit. But also, Cass made a deal a long time ago with the Empty, who is a cosmic force of evil, but also super lame. And was like, listen, if you let me save these people, then I'll let you take me into super hell in the future one day. And the Empty's like, great. So Cass is like, now's the time. So he calls the Empty monster and is like, come take me now. And then the Empty shows up, kills Death, and then kills Cass. And that's not even the end of the episode.
Because
Sam, who's hanging out in an abandoned silo by the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, trying to protect all these people, and you find out that Billy, like, Death wasn't even abducting people, like, she was just doing her own thing, and then all the people that Sam tried to protect vanish, even people from our world just vanish, and he steps outside and he's like, what the fuck? And then you realize, uh-oh, everyone's gone.
Yeah, everyone but Sam, Dean, and Jack, so, you know.
Everyone. Just fucking, it's the rapture. And then the next episode rolls in.
Something real quick about... Yeah.
Please.
So they really bookended that episode with starting with killing a gay character and then also ending with killing a gay character. So, you know, it's at least they're consistent, you know?
Too consistent.
Too consistent to a point where it's a pattern of problem here, you know? You see?
The next episode opens, it's the Rapture. And I think from a fictional standpoint, the Rapture is fascinating. I feel like if the Rapture wasn't in the Bible, we would never have gotten what happened in Avengers, because that's super inspired by the idea of everyone like vanishing and disappearing and Doomsday. Yeah. It's neat. Like, it's a fun idea. So Supernatural does it. And in the first, at the beginning of the episode, you're like, oh, you're going to do it. You're going to have fun. You're going to do stuff. There's this one shot where, like, Sam and Dean walk into a bar, and it cuts to, like, footage of a sports game, and the stadium is empty. And yeah. I'm like, that's funny. And, like, newsroom is empty, and everything is just, like, abandoned. And I'm like, that's neat. That's a cool bit. Then something wild happens, because Dean finds a dog. Dean finds this dog, and he's like, this is Miracle, the dog, because I love dogs. And I'm like, great. You know, I feel like the Winchesters have always deserved a dog, because it kind of makes sense that they would have a dog, right?
Yeah.
And Dean puts the dog in the car, and we're like, we got a dog. And then
he's
the dog...
He's like, you're gonna ride shotgun.
And then the dog fucking vanishes. And you're
it
like,
just
what?
Turns into dust.
And then Dean looks out into the field, and he sees God. Literally
and
God.
God just waves at him and then pieces out.
Like a total bitch, and then leaves. And I'm like, what is this show?
But what is he gonna do? Like, what else is he doing? Is he putting more dogs? Is he going up the road, like... every 20 feet and putting more dogs so like Dean gets his hopes up? Like, what else is he doing with his life?
I like
he just
to think
disappears
that the creator of the universe legitimately forgot about this one dog. When he did the Rapture, he like just wasn't looking and missed this one dog who was like under some boxes or something, and was like, fuck,
yeah.
So the Rapture happens, and Sam and Dean are like, you know what, God, just kill us, or we'll kill each other, we'll do whatever you want. And God's like, well, I'm a dick, so no, I'm just gonna let you starve in the Rapture.
That'll take a long time because there's infinite food for three people.
Because it's the longest show of all time. Michael shows up, like the Archangel, and he's like, you know what, guys, I'll work with you because God's bad? ? And you're like, Michael, who do you?
It took 15 seasons for you to get to this point, but okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, everyone
why not?
Else
we'll
got to this
you.
Point right away, but that's fine. And they all go back to the bunker, and then Dean gets a call from Cass, and is like, whoa, it's Cass! And he opens the door of the bunker, and it's the devil again? And you might remember how we complained about the devil the last time. Well, he's back again. The devil's like, God brought me back, so I could get you, or whatever. And then the devil's like, but I'll work with you this time. And the brothers are like, sure. And I'm like, hey guys, haven't you been in the show for a long time? Don't you know that won't work? And then the devil does some tricks. Does some jokes and then steals like God's book. Apparently God has a book. This show is so frustrating and hard to
deal with. Well, it's God's Book of Death. I hate it. It's like there's 17,000 MacGuffins in every single goddamn season.
God has a book and it says how God's gonna die, and the devil's like, I have to steal it. And the devil tricks the brothers into doing a bunch of shit and then takes the book and is like, I tricked you, I'm the devil. And Michael's like, no, how could you? It's very important to understand before I say what I'm about to say. That the fight between Michael and Lucifer was supposed to be so traumatic that it would end the literal planet.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That was the entire build-up of the first 5 seasons of the show, is that if they fought each other, it would end the world. Yes, they have armies, but because they're so strong of angels, they would end the planet. And so what happens in the next 5 minutes of this episode...
Not even 5 minutes.
They charge like spirit volleyballs and then fire them at each other, and it looks
one each.
It looks so goddamn bad. It looks like the show was made 20, 30, 50, 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking stupid. It's so stupid. I mean, honestly, it's just like a white blue ball of plasma, and they're like, eh. I'm attacking you.
So Michael misses his, and then Satan hits his. Or Lucifer, whatever, fucking, I don't give a shit. And then Michael gets hit, and that's it. That's the fight. And then Michael runs around him somehow and stabs him with an archangel blade, and he dies. And then later, there's a scene where Michael's like, oh, I haven't had a battle like that in centuries. I'm like, battle like what, bitch? Battle like what?
It's also important to mention that before the devil died, he was like, Michael, you're a cuck. And I'm like, I guess, is that funny? And then it comes, am I laughing?
And then it comes back again when they fight God, like a flashback, like we didn't just watch that.
That might have been the last thing the devil said.
You know what? That tracks.
It does track, actually, but it's still dumb. Sam finds a spell, I guess, lying in the basement of the bunker that's like a get rid of God spell. And it's like, we gotta cast this to kill God. So they go to a lake, you know, a lake. Like the potion goes off and then God shows up. And he like knocks the brothers over with one of those telekinetic. In every episode of the show, somebody moves their hand a little bit and then somebody goes flying backward, and it's boring and stupid, but they do it every time.
You know, like a cosmic being that created the universe and then just kind of moves his hand and someone falls to the ground.
It turns out that Michael was a bitch. He was a cuck the whole time.
He was
and actually
cuck.
Told God what was happening, and God's like, oh, thanks for warning me. And then vaporizes Michael, which, fair enough, cool. It's a like a decent bit, because he literally explodes, and I'm like, that's cool. That's a fun way to die. You know what I mean? Just like, whoop. And God's like, but now I'm here, and I've grown tired of the brothers.
He's like, I've changed my mind yet again.
And then begins, I guess, one of the shittiest things in the world. Sam does hit God once, which is very Sam, and I like it. But then God's like, I'm going to beat you guys up. And then the laziest editing maybe ever happens, where it's supposed to be a montage of God hitting the brothers, but it's just, like, so bad and so dumb, and obviously it's not happening.
It makes me wish we were watching that scene from Bohemian Rhapsody where they're at lunch, and it's just, like, jumping all over
place. It's like, am I in space? Am I on Mars?
It's terrible, and the entire time you're just saying the same words. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Stay down. Come on, guys. Stay down. Stop fighting. Just lay down. Just stop. It's not good. And it's not intimidating at all. Because also, they're taller than him by about 17 feet. Because God is about my height, so...
So, but then they get up, and they're all bloody. And they're like, guess what, God? You lose. And the audience is like, what? Turns out, because they tried to set Jack off in an earlier episode as a bomb, he has this ability to suck up magical power.
You know, like a...
When Michael and Lucifer were playing spirit volleyball... He absorbed a lot of magic energy, and then when God was punching two people, and again, punching, he absorbed a lot of energy there. So then Jack just grabs God's face, and then sucks up all that God energy. The creator of the universe and his energy, he just sucks it all up. It's gone. So he takes all the energy, and then God falls to the ground, and like now Jack has all that power, and like Sam and Dean are standing over God, and you're like, okay... And then Sam and Dean, in a complete change of face from every other season, are like, we're not going to kill you, God. We're just going to let you grow old and then die like a person. Part of me wants to be like, okay, sometimes it's good, like, to defeat people in a sideways kind of way. I remember there was some article that was like, oh, it's like the Avatar finale. And I'm like, it's insane that you think Supernatural is even close to what Avatar is.
You're
like,
right,
that's clearly madness.
Sam's girlfriend is the moon, so, you know.
And it was rough. Personally, I was really dissatisfied that they didn't, like, shoot God in the head with a shotgun or something. I kind of wanted more, maybe, from this guy who had been just hell for everybody.
He wasn't a good villain, period. He wasn't intimidating. And the stuff that he did do, I was like, okay, so, like, a vampire or a werewolf could do that, or any other monster could do that. What makes the things you do special besides killing worlds that we don't care about? Because whatever, I don't give a shit about bad CGI. So there's no point in having a good fight, because there you can't have a good fight with him. Because, like, they do this thing where they're like, he's has infinite power. I'm like, okay. And then how do you get around that? I guess we're gonna write that Jack is this guy that can suck up power? But, like, that's not good. That doesn't make for good television at all.
No, because, like, it's not fun to watch.
It's not fun to watch. You know? It's not good.
My thing, and maybe I mentioned this last time we talked about Supernatural, who can say, is that if God was going to be the enemy of your show, that's cool, that tracks. Maybe for a couple episodes have God destroy other universes, that's fine. But only for a couple episodes, because the majority of the season God's not in the show, and that's weird.
He shows up in a casino once, so that's fun.
What I think should have happened is God is like a storyteller. Like, the first time we meet God, we don't even know it's God, but he's like this author of these books, and he loves storytelling and like drama and whatever. I think what God should have done is like sent monsters at the Winchesters, you know what I mean? Like, maybe resurrect old monsters that we knew, or like create hybrids, or do like something like thematic. Because,
like, something Lovecraftian even too.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Because, like, you might go, why wouldn't God just, like, blow them up with his fingers? You know, why wouldn't he just snap and have them turn into blood? Because he's a storyteller, so it would make sense if he was trying to do something absurd and thematic. And that could tie into other seasons, too.
Uh-huh.
But instead, God's just not in the show at all, and then he shows up toward the end, and then, you know, it's nothing. It's bad. It's not good.
Also, I was thinking about this, too.
Yes.
Do the rapture earlier, man.
Have the rapture be what the season's about, maybe. You know, or at least have it be a multiple episode arc.
Yeah, and the thing, too, about the rapture, which I don't know if this is, like, you know, based on, like, from the Bible, because I'm not a fucking nerd who reads. But, like, so, when the rapture happens, isn't it like, oh, the good people go to heaven, and then, like, everybody else is, like, hanging out, and, you know, all the bad people are left on Earth to kind of fend for themselves and fight off hordes of demons or whatever. Don't know if that's accurate. But, you know, the source material I'm working off is This Is the End.
What a great guidebook there on that one.
Have them stuck on a planet with a bunch of bad people and be like, the humans are the real monsters. And you can kind of have that, like, morality thing going if you really want to be a dick about it. But have that be a multi-series arc, and there's actually, like, struggles and stuff, instead of them being like, I guess there's nothing that I have to worry about besides God, who isn't trying to kill me right now.
I don't know if you remember this, but in, I think, 2012, which was a year plagued with apocalypse theories, there was some guy who predicted the rapture would happen, and people legitimately sold their stuff because they believed wholeheartedly the rapture would happen.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, there was a point, because I remember the day, and I remember not being able to find my sister for a minute on that day and being like, oh, no. Did I get goofed by God? The answer is no, of course not, because it didn't happen.
I was working at the time, like, on campus at my high school, and they were like, oh, it's gonna happen today at like 4 o'clock, and I was like, but it's already been 4 o'clock. And they're like, what? I'm like, in other places of the world, like, what time 4 o'clock? And they're like, he wasn't specific. And I was like, fucking, what are you talking about?
No, I think the season should have been about the rapture.
We also didn't finish this episode because now God is, or Jack is God, and he's like, I'm gonna bring everybody back. But not everybody, I guess.
Because you don't see Cass.
You also don't see any of the other, like, lovable cast of characters. Like Jody, or like the actual people that I care about, not Jack, sorry. Also, did he get rid of all the monsters? I mean, I guess not, but, like,
I mean, that would be cool, though, because monsters don't add anything to the people.
What about Garth, though? Because he's a monster, but he's monster.
I do fucking love Garth, though.
And he also has 17 children.
Gotta keep that, keep that Garth.
He's a little wolf boy. I like how he's like, C4.
Jack is God, and then Jack gives a monologue, which is so good that it made me want to not watch TV anymore.
And that's how good it was.
He's like, I'm God now, but I'm also just not going to be God at all. And I'm just not, I'm going to be in the raindrops. And I'm like, is this Blade Runner? Are you Blade Runner? Then Jack's like, I'm gone. And I'm like, what? And then he just leaves. Personally, what I think.
Oh, and the dog comes back. So.
Oh, the dog does come back. What I think should have happened is that the God energy should have been like dispersed to the universe, but there shouldn't have been a God, because I feel like for like television reasons, if God exists, then the Deus Ex Machina always exists, which means the story is always going to be faulty.
We're going to talk about the actual finale. The whole point of us booting up our computers at, you know, the witching hour.
The witching hour. Ooh, spooky, supernatural.
Not this episode. So we meet up with the boys an indeterminate amount of time later. We still don't know if any of our favorite characters are alive. We're assuming no, because we don't see them later. They're going on their days, you know? They're making eggs. Overcooked eggs, mind you. They're eating toast. They're having fun. They're being messy and not cleaning up. Who gives a shoot?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Somebody forgot about the dog.
Oh, and then there's a dog.
Miracle lives and is in the bunker.
Miracle lives. And so they're like, oh, we have to go to this thing. It's super important. It's a pie eating contest or whatever. It's a pie day or whatever.
It's like pie... Python or Pie Fest, which is kind of a cute throwback to like early seasons that didn't suck.
Mm-hmm. But not that much of a throwback. It's more like a okay, that exists. You can't see. I just tilted my head in a very sassy manner. You can't see it because it's a podcast.
I hope you empath with it, which is not a thing people can do. At the start of the episode, I was like, I want to believe. You know what I mean? Like, I want to believe in this episode. When I saw the pie, I was like, all right. But then...
I knew immediately, because it started off by playing an entire fucking song for 2.5 to 3 minutes of them just going through their day. And I'm like, they don't have anything. Like, they don't have a single thing in this episode. If they're able to waste all this time, full song play about like... They're brothers doing brother things. I'm like, what is this? Goddamn song. It goes on for so long. They do like, there's the bridge. There's two choruses or three. I didn't count all the way. And like, and this happens not once, but three times. Almost four times. Because they did Carry On My Wayward Son twice. you know, they had like maybe 10 pages. And the 10 pages were spoilers. Dean dies in all caps. Whoa. And Sam gets old and looks bad in all caps. And that's the entire episode with like crumbs of pie staining the piece of paper. And they're like, we'll do a pie sequence. It'll be so fucking lit. Oh my God.
Have you ever had a good idea? And you're like,
no,
I have
never.
To...
I've never had a good idea.
Oh my God. If you ever have a good idea and you write it down, and you're like, okay, I wrote it down, and you just don't come back to it for years. I felt that way about this finale, because they were like, we should have a pie fest, and I'm like, okay. And they were like, we're gonna circle back to this in a couple years, and they didn't.
They're like, so what did they do before pie fest? Well, they killed God.
In this episode, there is a cult, kind of, okay, there's a bunch of Party City hooligans, I guess.
I think I know why they did it. Vampires, apparently, you know, even though their main tool of a vampire is their teeth and their fangs, they...
Not their knives?
Put on these, like, dumb clown masks, which looks like skulls, and then they go and they kill these random people, and then take their kids. I know why they wore the masks. It's so during the fight scenes, you know, they could be COVID safe. Just fucking wait, man. If that's what you're going to do, just wait. Because it's not worth it. Because it... Why? What? Are you shitting me? These dumb clown fucking dudes are like, we have masks and machetes and that's our thing. I'm like, you're vampires. Do vampire things. Goddamn, you're just dudes.
Sam and Dean show up. To investigate, and they're like, okay, what happened? And they're like, oh, this family got attacked and all this stuff's going on, it's probably vampires, Sam and Dean are thinking. And then they kind of like do a little chart, and they're like, okay, they're probably gonna go here next. And then they go there, and they go to this empty barn or this creepy barn, and they're like, this is probably where they are. And I'm like, sure. And they go in the bar, and they find these two kids that the vampires abducted. The vampire Party City mask people, whatever.
Yep.
And they find the kids, but then these four dudes show up, and it's just four guys.
It's four guys. One of them's bigger.
One of them is like the Sherlock Holmes big guy. You know the big guy from the first Sherlock Holmes? He's like a big guy. You throw a wrench at him, he doesn't get hurt.
The meat or potatoes one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm here. And I'm like, all right, that's something. And then Sam and Dean start tussling. And you're like, all right, it's Sam and Dean. They've been doing this for 15 years. They've killed hundreds
infinite
of monsters.
Things.
Dozens of gods. Like, they know what they're doing. They should be fine. The camera cuts to a nail on a piece of wood. And you're like, okay, well, they'll probably impale one of the vampires that way.
Yeah,
it's
like,
it's
Chekhov's nail.
Yeah, using the environment to get a good kill. Like, that's classic James Bond fight movie behavior. So they're tussling, and they kill most of them, and then Dean gets shoved against the nail. And you're like, Dean, what the fuck? How could you get hurt like this? And you're like, it's just a nail. It's probably not a big deal. And then Sam takes out the last dude. And he's like, all right, we did it. And the Dean's like, this nail's the only thing keeping me together.
I know, it's a real fucking Signs moment where he's pinned against a tree.
Like, it's in your shoulder. I can't see any blood. They didn't put any blood on you at all.
Like, make it go through him, you know?
And listen, it's really important for me to say that I think, like, the actors were here for this. The script was not there for them.
Yeah.
Because Dean, like, levels with Sam and is like, I always respected you, Sam. You stood up to our dad, who I admit sucked, you know, because it took Dean a long time to realize that crucial thing that their dad sucked. And Dean's like, all the way back then in like episode one, I was really afraid to like contact you to interrupt your life because I didn't think you cared about me. And I'm like, that's fucked up. Like, that's heavy shit.
Yeah.
And Dean's like, I need you to tell me it's okay that I can die. Because of this nail, which it's a nail.
Freaking Quiet Place nail.
And part of me is like, I want to like this scene because I like these actors and I like emotion. But it's a nail. This man has been fighting for 15 years against God and the devil and everything in between. And he dies because of a nail. Not to mention that their best friend, who's an angel, sacrificed his life.
Two episodes prior.
He was in love with Dean and then sacrificed his life for Dean to survive. And then Dean dies almost a week later because of a nail. Like, that's just unforgivable bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Because they also are, like, best buds with New God. He could be like, hey, Jack, I really need this right now. Like, come on. And Jack can be like, okay, I can hear everything because I'm God. And so he shows up and would heal him, right? No, that doesn't happen.
But also, it's a nail. How could that have killed him? It just doesn't. I understand the idea of, like, oh, you want them to, like, Butch Cassidy and Sundance. But I think that's stupid, and I don't agree with it.
I mean, I'm fine with that if you do a better
Even if you
thing.
Do, like, a real fight. Like, okay, if they had fought God, if they hadn't relied on Jack, who is a bad character and should have died years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. And then Dean could have taken a hit, and then, like, they killed God, but then Dean died because of it. I would have been like, okay. He died for, like, the Earth. He saved the world, and he died in, like, a meaningful way.
Yeah.
Or literally anything other than a fucking nail.
Yeah, and it was for the greater good.
But
and
not
it was,
a nail. It was just,
it was
like,
so dumb.
He deserved better than that. I don't know why.
He did.
I'll let you talk about the wig, because I know you want to.
Please.
So, Dean dies, and then Sam gets real sad, and then there's another song montage, which is great.
I'll sing you the song real quick. I memorized the entire thing.
Go.
Okay, ready?
My brother's dead. I'm alone. And my brother's dead. I'm alone.
Well, let me know if you want me to keep that.
I do. It was made by Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman did that song.
Wow.
With the guy that did Toy Story.
And then Sam gets a call in one of the 18 Supernatural phones that he owns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you Agent Bon Jovi? And Sam is still, like, sobbing because his brother just died from tonight from fucking tetanus.
Like, yeah, it's Bon Jovi here.
And then he takes the dog and he leaves the bunker. And it's kind of like, we're going to leave the bunker forever. And
Thank
I'm like,
God,
oh,
we should have done that seven seasons ago.
I was so bored of the bunker already. Because I feel like they lost a lot of the Americana road quality when they just stayed in the bunker the whole time. I like the bunker. It's a cool location, but to be so reliant on it, I don't know, it kind of hampered the show. I understand the budget idea behind it, but like at the same time, the show still needs to be good so I can watch it. Anyway, you get the impression that Sam's hunting them. You know what I mean? That Sam's like out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then we flash to Dean in heaven after dying from a nail. He died from a nail. Mm-hmm. And he's in heaven and he sees Bobby. And Bobby's like, hey there, Dean. Welcome to heaven. Your parents are here. You're not going to see them.
Yeah.
Because the show decided that wasn't necessary. And Bobby's like, well, they changed heaven. Because originally heaven was kind of like an individual thing.
Yeah.
Where you got to live in kind of like a slice of paradise, which is like your best moments.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of deal. And I'm like, okay. And Bobby's like, actually, Jack decided to change that. And everyone can kind of communicate with each other. Like, I think this private heaven still existed, but you didn't have to stay in it. Which is like, oh, that's a decent idea. You know?
Like, everyone kind of has their own house. It's like the world, you know? He just made it.
You know
Earth
how the world
too.
Is? And then Bobby's like, oh, Cass helped a little bit too. And you're like, Cass? Do you mean like the third musketeer? Do you mean like the most important character other than Sam and Dean in the entire history of Supernatural? Do you mean someone that probably should have been God more than Jack because people didn't like Jack as much because he wasn't Cass and Cass has been here for 12 years? Yeah, Cass. And Dean's like, cool.
He's like, sick, do you know that guy's gay for me? And then he just flips double fingers.
And I'm going to let you take the reins on this, all right? Welcome to Sam getting older on Earth.
The song goes, Sam's getting older. He has a kid named Dean. We start off with the first of two, Carry On My Wayward Son, the whole song, both of which they do. We're like, oh, who's that little baby? We see a little baby. And on his overalls, it says Dean, because of fucking course. And so Sam's like, this is my kid. He's ugly and blonde. And he holds him up. And then in the next shot, he's a small youth. And his hair is as dark as the night. And they're throwing baseballs. And they're like, yeah. And you can see in the background a woman, but she's blurry, so we don't know who it is. Is it Eileen that we spent so much time getting invested in their relationship when they didn't really have any chemistry? No, probably not, because we would have seen her. So then they're doing math homework together, and to show that time has passed, he has fucking glasses, and his son's slightly older. Then Sam looks through the years go by, years, eons perhaps, and Sam peers through this little tiny window in their garage like a bad Clint Eastwood, the worst wig that Party City money can buy. And they're like, okay, Sam, or Jared Padalecki or whatever your name is, goddamn, just scrunch your face like you're just trying to keep in a little, just kind of trying to keep in a little poo, you know, just not a big one, just a little one. You're just trying to keep it in, you know. And he goes with his whole face, and he goes and he pulls off this sheet off of this car, and it's baby, of course it is. And so he gets in the Impala and he grabs the steering wheel and he's like, I'm crying. At the same time, where Dean's driving in the car, you know, in heaven, because the car made it to heaven, but Cass didn't, so that's sick. We cut to probably 10 minutes after that scene where Sam is dying in bed in front of a picture. Also, it's going to be noted, he has no pictures of his current family, but only of his aggressively deceased family. And just pictures all over the house. And I'm like, how much would that suck to be a wife or a son?
Can I? Okay.
And not have any photos of you in the house.
One thing that I thought was okay
yes.
was, so, he's dying in bed, you know, where else do you die? And, his son approaches him, and the first thing you see is his son's arm, and he has, like, the anti-demon tattoo, which is kind of, like, the star and
actually,
the wavy.
Is that the anti- I thought that wasn't the anti- I thought it was just the Supernatural logo.
I think it's the Supernatural logo because it's the anti-demon tattoo. That was kind of it was a good, like, quick way to establish, oh, that's his son. And then his son's like, listen, it's okay if you die. Which, as you know, when someone says it's okay to die, you immediately die.
Like, his son didn't sound sad about it. Like they could have done. I mean, more? I feel like they hit the son, the actor who's the son is they call him Billy One Take Wonder because he only does it once. That's his role. He says, "I only do it once." So he said, "Hey, Dad, you can go ahead and leave." And then they're like, "That's it."
I think it would be legitimately wild to have a bit part in one of the worst finales of all time. Like, I think that just like.
Yeah, and be a one cut wonder, too, you know?
So Sam does die, of course.
Immediately.
Immediately. And you cut to Dean, and he's driving the Impala, which made it to heaven.
Yeah.
Through heaven, and just kind of driving around, being Dean. And but, then he reaches the bridge.
Real quick. The second? Wayward son.
Oh, you're pops right. Pops up. Sorry.
And it is the worst rendition of my my ears have ever heard. I've heard a lot of garbage music, you know? I was a youth in the early 2000s. This is the worst song I've heard in the longest time. And there's something about it that makes me want to just run into traffic. And it's a slow rendition of Carry On My Wayward Son, which is like, I'm fine with people doing different renditions. But this one's terrible. It's so bad, Shane. That's like Sam's death song is Carry On My Wayward Son twice. And then he pops up and he's like, sup, Dean, I'm wearing my outfit that I always wear. A blue t-shirt and a brown hoodie.
That's Sam.
And then he's like, it's been a long time for me because I lived a whole life after you. But for you, it's probably been like 20 minutes.
Listen, I do like the idea that in heaven, the timetable is completely goofed so that you can like see people you love and know. Even if they lived like 80 years after you or whatever. I think that's like neat.
I do think Bobby got the short end of the stick because Bobby looks like an old man and Sam looks like a youthful 40-something hunk.
But Sam and Dean, they meet on a bridge. I'm really disappointed by the bridge, mostly because I was really pushing for the Grand Canyon ending, which would have been a really cool callback to the beginning of the show. But because they put almost no effort into writing or making this episode or season or the last most of the seasons of the show, they said, fuck you. They're going to be on a bridge. You know where bridges are? Everywhere, all the time. There's nothing special about any bridge or river anywhere.
This one's special because it's in heaven?
Fuck that.
They could have done the Grand Canyon because it's in Arizona, and Arizona doesn't give a shit about what's open or closed. Or they could have
just had people stand over a cliff and then just say it's the Grand Canyon, and I would say, fucking sure.
Yeah,
anyway,
I mean...
Sam and Dean just look out over this river, and the episode ends, and then they cut to the real people, like, you know, like the actors of Sam and Dean, and they're like, hey guys, thanks for watching Supernatural for all these years. And then they pan out and they show some of the crew and they're like, cut. And I'm like, okay, that's a decent ending, like a fun little bit of like breaking the wall if the episode had been good. But however, the episode was very, very bad. Okay, hey, look, I literally have to do this because this is my last opportunity and I spent so fucking long getting this information together.
Go do it.
On Wikipedia, on the Supernatural Wiki, there is what is called a table of death. And on that table of death, for each episode, it lists the number of people that die and monsters. And that's kind of neat. However, there's no tally. So I took a few hours to crunch them numbers. I want everyone to know that I might be off by like a few. I want to say that H.P. Lovecraft died in an episode. For some stupid reason. I counted him as a monster because racism is terrible. There was also one episode where an angel fell in love with a human and they had a kid. And I counted that angel and the kid as people because they were slaughtered by like an angel battalion. So the supernatural death toll as calculated from the Supernatural Wiki's table of death. The number of humans that died is 836.
God, that's high.
The number of monsters that were killed is 993. The number of gods that were killed is 21. The number of worlds that were destroyed are 5 that we have seen, possibly billions. However, 2 of those apocalypses were reversed. Important to note. One of the apocalypses that was reversed was the future where the devil won the war, and the other apocalypse was the rapture, which was fixed by Jack. There were three towns that were demolished, either by like the Croatoan virus or by the darkness or by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Four dogs. I'm not counting hellhounds because those are monsters.
Yeah.
So there were four dogs that were killed, but one was saved. Miracle, the dog, as we mentioned earlier, was brought back and eventually ended up living with Sam. The number of submarines / warships that went down are two.
Mm-hmm.
The number of lizards that got eaten was one. Mm-hmm. And the number of snakes that were killed is also one.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the tally.
That's good. Yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I don't know if their friends got saved, got unraptured.
Well, like, again, we have to mention, and it's hard for me to give the CW any credit for how shitty they run their shows or, like, write their scripts. But because of the Waterworld stunt show and the current, like, global calamity that we're in, the finale couldn't have been quite what they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I'm sure you would agree with me, that they maybe should have waited to ensure the finale was, like, actually good. But they didn't, and they decided to do it now instead of later. And I think they might have been working under some constrictions in terms of, like, cameos. But I do think they should have mentioned, like, did Eileen survive? Did Charlie survive? Like,
yeah, or like have them be getting off the phone with Jody and her 1,000 kids, you know?
It's not hard to record a phone conversation, even if like there's social distancing or like you can't make it to set. Like, that's not hard to do.
I kind of wanted Dean to end up becoming Death. I know that's not how that works, but, and then Sam end up being God.
Being God?
Yeah, or like, you know, the darkness and that, you know, because they kind of have like the, they're always like kind of that yin and yang to each other.
Yeah, because Dean's always been like the more aggressive one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, that would have been kind of neat.
Yeah, and it's like after all that, they could become like cosmic beings. It'd be kind of fun.
That would have been cool. I do like the rapture idea that we posited.
Oh yeah, totally.
That would have been neat. It's just, totally. If it's the last season, go insane.
What we'll do for our 100th episode special, because I don't want to talk about Supernatural anymore, we're going to write the finale, you and I. We're going to get pissed drunk, and we're going to write the finale on air. To be frank, we're also rewriting the last three episodes.
We're going to rewrite maybe the last season.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a treatment for the season, and then specifically do a final finale episode.
I would absolutely love to write something with you, like in a blitzkrieg fucking fashion. Are you kidding
No,
me?
It's gonna be on air. We're not gonna edit it.
I would love to be like Sam.
We're gonna do it on Twitch. Yeah, that was a really good Dean voice,
right?
Yeah,
I watched the finale with my dad, and I'm mm-hmm. like, Sam has always been my favorite, and my dad was like, Dean's always my favorite, and I'm like, how could you?
That's my sister and I. I'm a Dean boy, they call us, you know?
I love Sam.
Oh, Deanerinos.
Like, I like Sam a lot. I mean, I still like Dean. I feel like it's not his fault. With the Mark of Cain storyline was just, like, really bad.
Yeah.
And I like, because, like, the more you know Dean, the more you realize that he's not, like, a hard-boiled asshole. He's also kind of, like, a nerd and really funny, and he has, like, really specific interests, and he's like, oh, I really want to do this, or I really want to do this, or I love this music. And I'm like, Dean. If they had done something wild and it didn't work, I would have been like, you know,
yeah,
it was wild, but hey, you tried.
At least swing
but
for the
again,
fences.
They did not try. They did not swing.
No,
the ball was coming down, and the CW said, you know what, go fuck yourself. I'm like, that's not great. The last episode of Supernatural had a lot of sins, but the greatest sin was it was boring.
Yeah, it was really boring.
For a show that was, like, Monster of the Week, Wendigo, Cannibals, Scarecrow, Tulpa, whatever, to end with a bunch of vampires and Party City masks to kill a character who had fought the devil and God for 15 years
mm-hmm.
with a nail. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was frustrating, it was disappointing, but it was boring. And that's like, probably the worst thing that it could have been, was fucking boring.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% on that one. Like, that's just, it's just insulting to the fans, you know?
And again, we talked about the first five seasons are great. Everything afterward is not so great. Yeah. But again, and maybe it's Monkey with a Typewriter, you know, which I think of as like the opposite of Murphy's Law, which is like eventually something good will happen is what I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Like if you click clack enough,
you'll get good. Yeah.
Cause like, oh, we got Charlie and we got Claire and we got, Kevin and we got
Cass even, you know?
Yeah, we got all these things that were like cool, and we had people have good, had decent arcs and etc. But like the show definitely got worse. Mm-hmm. It decayed. Okay, it's radioactive decay. It was fading.
Oh yeah.
But this last season was just so bad.
I don't know. I'm just wholly disappointed for someone who, two episodes ago, was like, Supernatural has been a thing. Not only in my life, but in my family, it was always on TV, and it was always something to fall back to.
I really love that story you told me, by the way.
Yeah. It's very nice. I just feel like, I don't know, not that I'm let down, because I knew this was coming, you know? It's hard to not know.
I can't
know.
Be let down if they were never holding me, okay?
But, like, you can't feel anything but just like, ugh, really? Like just like the callous disrespect, I think, to me is more apparent. And it makes me feel bad because I know there was love for the show by the people that made it. It wasn't like they were, you know, phoning it in or whatever. Maybe they were, but like it just it feels like there wasn't the effort that was there when people were talking about it. You know, when people were talking about making it, like the effort that they were saying was happening.
Yes.
I never saw. And that sucks. That sucks a lot. But yeah, no. So I don't know. I'm happy it's done. I'm sad that it went out the way it did.
I'll always appreciate Supernatural for what it was because, mm-hmm. you know, I watched it with my dad and I talked to a lot of people about it, like you and other people, and I shared memes about it. And, like, I'll always respect that and appreciate that.
Yeah.
Even though I fucking hated the finale so much. Yeah. And it's really weird to be in a love-hate relationship, like, of this caliber. Because it's insane. It's been 15 goddamn years. But hey, that's
it's
just how
a good
it is,
thing.
You know?
A good thing it's not, like, a person, you know?
It's like, well, I was dating this girl, and for 5 years it was great. For 10 years, she just kept fucking stabbing me in the gut. She was like, I love you, and then I just let her get sucked into super hell, and then I never mentioned it again.
Yeah, and then
it was weird. And
then someone mentioned that, and I was like, okay.
I was like, well, she would want me to be alive, I guess.
She would want me to drive this car and not talk to her.
She would want me, yeah, you know, I'm glad this car is in heaven and not her.
Oh, fuck, man.
Really
okay.
Brought it back there at the end. Well, good shit.
Hey, this has been Out of Dodge, your locally sourced provider of supernatural ramblings. I've been Trevor, and I will always be Trevor.
I'm Shane for now, and this has been the Midnight Breakfast episode of Out of Dodge. We hope that you enjoyed the episode. We hope that you enjoyed Supernatural, at least for a bit. We love you. Stay safe. Things are getting a little bit crazy out there. The holidays are coming. They might be a little bit different. We hope that you have fun with the people that you are with currently, that you are able to connect virtually with people that you are not with, that you can share love and have a good time. Please know that January will be better. There is a presidential change incoming. Love you very much. I guess that's it.
Yeah, check us out on socials or not. It gives a fuck.
Please do. If you have any, like, if you have any dumb shows or things that we could watch an episode in the middle of that you like or hate, please let us know. We're at Out of Dodge Pod on Instagram and Twitter. I think that's absolutely everything.
Well, hey, ditto what you just said. 'Cause
hell yeah, thanks for that addition.
I'm contributing.
Where is Cass?
I'm this, and I'm this, and welcome to our video.
We had a reptile. We wish it wouldn't have been on.